As mentioned, we are joined right now by a quarterback for the Denver Broncos, coming off a huge year. 3,547 yards passing, 22 touchdowns last season. He set FBS records for passing yardage, touchdown passes, total touchdowns, and completions in college. A two-time Conference USA MVP, one of two quarterbacks to win the Sammy Baugh Award twice. He was undrafted out of the University of Houston, and he is the author of a brand new book. This book is called Playing for More, Trust Beyond What You Can See. The book comes out today. Broncos quarterback Case Keenum is my guest. Case, great to have you on. Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing well, Jim. How are you, man?
Good, Case. Good to visit with you. Thanks so much. You know, you're coming off that amazing season in Minnesota, and now that you're about to start the season with a new team, I know, Case, you're looking forward and not back, but part of the book is about your journey. So when you look back on last season with the Vikings, what sticks out to you the most?
Well, there's a lot, man. And you're right. You know, there's times to look back and there's times to look forward. As the process went through, we got to write the book and just seeing everything come out on paper and, just kind of the story that's gotten me to where I am. And that's really one of the reasons why I thank the Vikings in Minnesota, you know, when I first got here to Denver. You know, it was because I got an opportunity there. That led to the dream of me being introduced by John Elway as the starting quarterback of the Denver Broncos. So it was an incredible year, incredible time. My story just going back to even childhood. But last year was, it was a lot of fun. Obviously you could point to the playoff win there. The pass to Diggs was pretty special. But, there's a lot of cool things, and hopefully to recreate a few of those here in Denver.
Case Keenum joining us. He's got a brand new book. It's out today. You know, Case, you mentioned a number of things in that answer that I could follow up on and respond to, but you write at the very start of the book, the playoff game against New Orleans and the fact that he came against Drew Brees. I know that's significant and we can get into that, but what do you remember about watching him drive the Saints for that go-ahead field goal late in the fourth quarter? As you saw that, what was going through your mind?
Well, you know, going back even to the drive before that, I going down, getting the field goal, going ahead, I thought I had my fourth quarter game winning drive and, I came off the field and there was still a minute 30 left. And, you know, with a guy like that, there's always time left for a guy like Brees to do what he does really, really, really well. So, I was sitting on the sideline like everybody in that stadium, just hoping the defense would make a stop. He just kept plowing away, like Brees does. So, I think that's, one thing that, I've learned from great quarterbacks in this league is it's never over. You know, all you need is time and down. So in the 2-minute drill, but it was a great game. And, I'm glad he gave us some time left too at the end of that game.
All right. So you got that extra time and then you did what you did and you made history. So when you think back on that play, what comes to mind first?
Oh yeah. There's so many emotions and things that, that happened in that moment. I think probably the biggest thing was that interview I gave afterwards, where they asked me, Chris Myers, sideline reporter, asked me if it was the best moment of my life. And I said, honestly, it came to me just in the moment. It was in my heart. It said, this is the third best moment, behind giving my life to Christ and marrying my wife. And if you know my wife, you know that that's true because she's an all-star. If you have a relationship with Christ like I do, I think you know it's true too. I'm not saying taking anything away from that moment. It was incredible. I mean, if you see my face, I'm, absolutely going crazy, just yelling and, didn't know what was happening. But, man, there's more important things than what you do. And that's kind of the gist of the book. I wanted to, share with people that there's more important things than, these earthly things. There's, things like family, family values, your faith, things that will last forever and won't ever let you down.
Case Keenum joining us. That book is out today. It's called Playing for More, Trust Beyond What You Can See. You should look for that. You know, Case, when you sign with Denver, and that means you're signing with John Elway. You mentioned that, Case. You're signing with John Elway. As a quarterback, what does it mean to you to have John Elway, one of the greatest ever play the position, to say that you're the guy he wants to play that position?
Man, it meant a lot. I told some people that, I think when I was in like third through the fifth grade, I was John Elway with my 7 jersey for Halloween every year, like for like 4 years in a row. So to be introduced by him, to have a team like the Broncos and a general manager like Elway to come after me and say, you're our guy. We're gonna not only say that, but we're gonna back you up. We're gonna be behind you this whole way. And it's been a great fit. The city is great. Denver's an incredible place to live. The organization is awesome. This team is special, man. We got some great players, and we're excited to get on the field this weekend against Seattle.
Okay, so you go to the Broncos, which means you're gonna have to face Khalil Mack twice a year, at least until he was traded this past weekend. Listen, I know you've got a lot of respect for the Raiders and their defense, but how happy are you to see that guy go to Chicago and get out of the division?
Well, I wasn't mad when I heard the news.
Right.
Just put it that way. Great player. Obviously, an incredibly talented pass rusher. We've got a great one here, too, with Von Miller, and I'm glad he's on my team now. I think the fact that I get to wear a different color jersey in practice and he just tags off is definitely an added benefit.
We're talking to Case Keenum. He's got a brand new book out, and it's out today. And Case, before I let you go, a couple of things. We mentioned Drew Brees, and the fact is you suffered a brutal knee injury in college. But 6 months before that, you happened to read Drew Brees' book, Coming Back Stronger. What was your takeaway from that book and from Drew's approach that helped you going forward?
Yeah, I don't think it was a coincidence, that I was able to read that. And part of the reason why I wrote my book is, man, if just one person gets one thing out of my book, then, man, it means a lot. As professional athletes, as quarterbacks in the NFL, we've got a lot of influence. We have a platform that, we can push whatever we want. And, I'm where I'm at today because of people before me that have taught me, that have, led me, that have encouraged me, challenged me, that have been there for me. And, that's part of why I wrote it, is I want to give back. I want to make sure I pass on the information and the knowledge and the advice that I've gotten through the years onto other people. And a book's a pretty cool way to do that.
Okay, so let's not gloss over this. I mean, I mentioned all the records that you set in college, but as you write in the book, when you first went to the Combine in Indianapolis, every player was given a schedule card, which was a list of the teams that wanted to meet with you. What was it like when you received your schedule card, and then how did that feel?
Yeah, I didn't have any meeting schedule.
None.
I got to meet with the teams there in at the train station, kind of the informal meetings, but nobody wanted to meet, and I assumed that maybe they just knew everything they needed to know about me. But who knows how that goes. The whole draft process is kind of interesting, but going undrafted was another challenge in my life, but I was where I was supposed to be. Coach Kubiak gave me a chance with the Texans, and man, I couldn't thank him enough for the opportunity. And even to come back full circle now here and working with the Broncos, Coob's upstairs and helping with some stuff. So it's been great to have that come full circle.
Yeah, but there's one moment that's so interesting. A little while after the Combine, you and your brother-in-law were golfing, and Gary Kubiak was there and was about to hit on the first tee. What were you feeling in that moment?
Yeah, it was actually the first time I met Coach Kubiak. We pulled up behind him on the first tee, and he asked if we wanted to play through after we sat and chatted for a while, and I didn't want to hit in front of him, but my brother-in-law went ahead and he's like, yeah, we need to play in a hurry, so we'll go ahead. And I was probably the most nervous I've ever been standing over a golf ball. The head coach of the Houston Texans there that I wanted to go play for, watching me hit a golf ball. Luckily I didn't whiff. I actually made pretty good contact and hit a good shot, so I think it may have been a good start there to our relationship.
You know it. So last thought, I mean, here's the bottom line. You go undrafted, and then you get a call from the Texans, and they want to sign you, and that begins a journey that includes stops with the Texans, the Rams, the Texans again, the Rams again, then the Vikings, and now look where you are. Bottom line, how did you remain focused and never give up on the way to where you are right now?
You know, that's a great question, and I think I've just had incredible people in my life, that have spoke truth to me, that have encouraged and challenged, like I said earlier. But everywhere you've been, every place you've been, all the people you've worked with and family and friends, I think that makes up kind of who you are. And really another, part of the reason why we wrote the book is, we sit there and we looked through our story and just the incredible people that have been in our life. And man, we've been blessed so much by this story. We want to bless people back with it. So we're going to donate all the proceeds from the book to charities all along those communities in Houston, St. Louis, L.A., Minnesota. And it's a big part of, why we wrote the book. And so we're able to, not only be blessed, but hopefully, be a blessing to other people. So if you're, supporting us, you're supporting local charities, that we can give back.
Good for you. Case Keenum joining us. Now, the book is out. It's called Playing for More, Trust Beyond What You Can See. The book is out today. You should look for that. And as he points out, the proceeds go to charity. Case, really nice to have you on the show. Great to get caught up. I appreciate you, and I appreciate that conversation. Good luck with everything.
Hey, thanks, Jim. Always a pleasure being on the show, man. Appreciate it.
You too. Case, appreciate you. Have a great day. Thanks so much. So that book is out right now. Playing for More, Trust Beyond What You Can See. The book is out today. And he gets an opportunity with the Denver Broncos. And going back to last year, that was amazing.